Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagey commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Chapter 3, Paragraph 8, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chet, in Season 6 of the TTPA with the wonderful Mishnah elucidated with its commentary and its translation. Talking about forgetting something from learning, Rabbi Dostaiber, Rabbi Yana, Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kol HaShocheach, Dover Echem, Mishnah Som, Ma'ale Alav HaKosuv, Ki Ilim, Chayv b'nafsha shenema raki shemer lachoshmor nafshecha meod pen tishkach es hadevarim asher ra'u einecha yochal afilu takva alav mishnasom tamad lomar upen yasuru milvavecha kol yimei chayecha ha'inu meschayv b'nafsha ad sheyesiv b'yesirim b'libo. So Rabbi Dosti, the son of Rav Yana, says in the name of Rav Meir, if anyone forgets one point from his studies because he did not review it properly, the Torah considers him as though he is liable for putting his life in danger. As it is stated in Devarim, just be careful, guard yourself greatly so you do not forget the things that your eyes saw. Meaning, a scholar must review his studies many times so that he remembers them. Should he fail to do so, he has committed a serious transgression, because if he forgets something that he learned, he might give a halachic ruling that is wrong, either permitting something that is forbidden or forbidding something that is permitted, Rabbi Yonah points out. Although the ruling was an honest mistake, the Torah holds him responsible as if he had ruled incorrectly on purpose, because he was at fault for not reviewing his studies properly, as Rabbi Yonah points out, citing the Mishnah. According to the plain meaning of the pasuk, the things that your eyes saw are the extraordinary events that people saw at Har Sinai when the Torah was given. The pasuk is interpreted, however, referring to words of Torah that a person sees in his mind's eyes, as Tiferes Yisrael points out. The pasuk thus teaches that in order to guard yourself, you must not forget the words of Torah that you saw when you studied. So we would think that maybe he's liable if it just happened. I might have thought he was liable even if he forgot, because his learning was so hard to understand that it overwhelmed him and he could not remember it. Same applies whenever one forgets something through no fault of his own, like if he is old and his memory is weak, as Rabbi Yona points out. The Torah therefore states in that verse, so they are not removed from your mind all the days of your life. This verse, this pasuk, by using the word removed, teaches that he is not liable for putting his life in danger unless he sits and removes it from his mind. Unless he sits and chooses to remove it, he chooses not to review his studies properly. However, if he forgets his learning because it was too hard for him, he is not liable. This includes even someone who does not want to avoid learning and certainly does not want to forget what he learned. However, when a distraction comes his way, he gets lazy, prefers to be involved with the distraction rather than review his studies. He too. As regard as having removed what he learned from his mind, since the fact is that he chose not to review it, as the Tosfos Yontif points out. So the point being, anytime we review something, anytime we learn something, we should strive again and again to review it, to try to go over it, and to put it in our mind again and again to go through it, so we don't forget it. We want it to be that it's constant and fresh in our minds, and we don't lose it. That's why when we go through all the parshios at Simchas Torah, we start right again, right away again. And when it comes to the daf yomi, the next day we start the next daf. If you're doing Bavli or Yerushalmi, goes on to hate if you are. And Torah we always review, and when we finish a Masechta, we say, Hadron Olam, we shall return to you, because we're supposed to review things, go over them again and again and again, so that we don't forget it and we don't lose it. Obviously, we can't fault anyone if there is old age or if there is not ability to remember. It's not easy to remember, but in general, we have to do what we can to try to review things so that they stay in our mind, they stay fresh in our mind, and they stay in our lives as much as we can throughout the days, every single day. Join us next time as we talk about someone who has more fear of sin than wisdom. What happens and how does that work here on the TTPA? And I'm your host, Tani.